Welcome to the Hackberry House of Chosun. My name is Bob. Today, reading from the life and diary of David Brainerd, with some help, of course, from Jonathan Edwards now and then. As you will notice, when it goes into the third person, we're talking about Jonathan Edwards. We're at the Lord's Day, July 13, I believe it's 1746, as I recall. Lord's Day. July 13, in the forenoon, discoursed on the bread of life from John 6:35. God gave me some assistance in part of my discourse especially. There appeared some tender affection in the assembly under divine truths. My soul also was somewhat refreshed. Administered the sacrament of the Lord's Supper to 31 persons of the Indians. God seemed to be present in this ordinance. The communicants were sweetly melted and refreshed, most of them. Oh, how they melted, even when the elements were first uncovered. There was scarcely a dry eye among them when I took off the linen and showed them the symbols of Christ's broken body. Having rested a little after the administration of the sacrament, I visited the communicants and found them generally in a sweet, loving frame, not unlike what appeared among them on the former sacramental occasion on April 27. In the afternoon, discoursed upon coming to Christ and the satisfaction of those who do so, from the same verse I insisted on in the forenoon. This was likewise an agreeable season, a season of much tenderness, affection, and enlargement in divine service. And God, I am persuaded, crowned our assembly with his divine presence. I returned home much spent, yet rejoicing in the goodness of God. Monday, July 14. I went to my people and discoursed to them from Psalm 119:106, I have sworn and I will perform it, and so forth. Observed first that all God's judgments or commandments are righteous. Second, that God's people have sworn to keep them, and this they do especially at the Lord's table. There appeared to be a powerful divine influence on the assembly and considerable melting under the word. Afterwards, I led them to a renewal of their covenant before God, that they would watch over themselves and one another, lest they should fall into sin and dishonor the name of Christ, just as I did on Monday, April 28. This transaction was attended with great solemnity. God seemed to own it by exciting in them a fear and jealousy of themselves, lest they should sin against God, so that the presence of God seemed to be amongst us in this conclusion of the sacramental solemnity. The next day he set out on a journey towards Philadelphia, from whence he did not return until Saturday. He went this journey and spent the week under a great degree of illness of body and dejection of mind. Lord's Day, July 20, preached twice to my people from John 17:24. Father, I will that they also, whom thou hast given me, be with me where I am, that they may behold my glory which thou hast given me. Was helped to discourse with great clearness and plainness in the forenoon. In the afternoon enjoyed some tenderness and spake with some influence. Divers were in tears and some, to appearance, in distress. Monday, July 21, preached to the Indians, chiefly for the sake of some strangers. Then proposed my design of taking a journey speedily to Susquehanna. Exhorted my people to pray for me that God would be with me in that journey, and so on. Then chose diverse persons of the congregation to travel with me. Afterwards spent some time in discoursing to the strangers, and was somewhat encouraged with them. Took care of my people's secular business, and was not a little exercised with it. Had some degree of composure and comfort in secret retirement. Tuesday, July 22. Was in a dejected frame most of the day, wanted to wear out life and have it at an end, but had some desires of living to God and wearing out life for him. Oh, that I could indeed do so. The next day he went to Elizabethtown to a meeting of the presbytery, and spent this and Thursday and the former part of Friday under a very great degree of melancholy, an exceeding gloominess of mind. Not through any fear of future punishment, but as being distressed with a senselessness of all good, so that the whole world appeared empty and gloomy to him. But in the latter part of Friday he was greatly relieved and comforted. Saturday, July 26, was comfortable in the morning. My countenance and heart were not sad as in days past. Enjoyed some sweetness in lifting up my heart to God. Rode home to my people and was in a comfortable, pleasant frame by the way. And my spirits were much relieved of their burden, and I felt free to go through all difficulties and labors in my Master's service. Lord's Day, July 27. Discoursed to my people in the forenoon from Luke 12:37 on the duty and benefit of watching. God helped me in the latter part of my discourse, and the power of God appeared in the assembly. In the afternoon, discoursed from Luke 13:25. When once the master of the house is risen up, and so on. Here also I enjoyed some assistance, and the Spirit of God seemed to attend what was spoken, so that there was a great solemnity and some tears among Indians and others. Monday, July 28, was very weak, and scarce able to perform any business at all, but enjoyed sweetness and comfort in prayer, both morning and evening, and was composed and comfortable through the day. My mind was intense and my heart fervent, at least in some degree, in secret duties, and I longed to spend and be spent for God. Tuesday, July 29, my mind was cheerful and free from those melancholy damps that I am often exercised with, had freedom in looking up to God at sundry times in the day. In the evening, I enjoyed a comfortable season in secret prayer. Was helped to plead with God for my own dear people, that he would carry on his own blessed work among them. Was assisted also in praying for the divine presence to attend me in my intended journey to Susquehanna, and was helped to remember dear brethren and friends in New England. I scarce knew how to leave the throne of grace, and it grieved me that I was obliged to go to bed. I longed to do something for God, but I knew not how. Blessed be God for this freedom from dejection. Wednesday, July 30, was uncommonly comfortable, both in body and mind, in the forenoon especially. My mind was solemn, I was assisted in my work, and God seemed to be near to me, so that the day was as comfortable as most I have enjoyed for some time. In the evening was favored with assistance in secret prayer, and felt much as I did the evening before. Blessed be God for that freedom I then enjoyed at the throne of grace, for myself, my people, and my dear friends. It is good for me to draw near to God. Now, he seems to have continued very much in the same free, comfortable state of mind the next day. And then Friday, August 1. In the evening, enjoyed a sweet season in secret prayer. Clouds of darkness and perplexing care were sweetly scattered. Nothing anxious remained. Oh, how serene was my mind at this season, how free from that distracting concern I have often felt. Thy will be done was a petition sweet to my soul, and if God had bidden me choose for myself in any affair, I should have chosen rather to have referred the choice to him. For I saw he was infinitely wise and could not do anything amiss, as I was in danger of doing. Was assisted in prayer for my dear flock, that God would promote his own work among them, and that God would go with me in my intended journey to Susquehanna. Was helped to remember dear friends in New England and my dear brethren in the ministry. I found enough in the sweet duty of prayer to have engaged me to continue in it the whole night, would my bodily state have admitted of it. Oh, how sweet it is to be enabled heartily to say, Lord, not my will, but thine be done. Saturday, August 2, near night, preached from Matthew 11:29, where it says, Take my yoke upon you. Was considerably helped, and the presence of God seemed to be somewhat remarkably in the assembly. Divine truths made powerful impressions, both upon saints and sinners. Blessed be God for such a revival among us. In the evening was very weary, but found my spirit supported and refreshed. Lord's Day, August 3, discoursed to my people in the forenoon from Colossians 3:4, and observed that Christ is the believer's life. God helped me and gave me his presence in this discourse, and it was a season of considerable power in the assembly. In the afternoon, preached from Luke 19:41-42, and when he was come near, he beheld the city, and so on. I enjoyed some assistance, though not so much as in the forenoon. In the evening I enjoyed freedom and sweetness in secret prayer. God enlarged my heart, freed me from melancholy damps, and gave me satisfaction in drawing near to Himself. Excuse me. Oh, that my soul could magnify the Lord for these seasons of composure and resignation to His will. Monday, August 4. Spent the day in writing. Enjoyed much freedom and assistance in my work. Was in a composed and comfortable frame most of the day, and in the evening enjoyed some sweetness in prayer. Blessed be God, my spirits were yet up, and I was free from sinking damps, as I have been in general ever since I came from Elizabethtown last. Oh, what a mercy is this. Tuesday, August 5. Towards night, preached at the funeral of one of my Christians from Isaiah 57, verse 2. He shall enter into peace, and so on. I was oppressed with the nervous headache, considerably dejected. However, had a little freedom some part of the time I was discoursing. Was extremely weary in the evening, but notwithstanding enjoyed some liberty and cheerfulness of mind in prayer, and found the dejection that I feared much removed, and my spirits considerably refreshed. He continued in a very comfortable, cheerful frame of mind the next day, with his heart enlarged in the service of God. Thursday, August 7. Rode to my house, where I spent the last winter, in order to bring some things I needed for my Susquehanna journey. Was refreshed to see that place which God so marvelously visited with the showers of His grace. Oh, how amazing did the power of God often appear there. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Forget not all His benefits. The next day he speaks of liberty, enlargement, and sweetness of mind in prayer and religious conversation. Saturday, August 9, in the afternoon visited my people, set their affairs in order as much as possible, and contrived for them the management of their worldly business, discoursed to them in a solemn manner, and concluded with prayer. Was composed and comfortable in the evening, and somewhat fervent in secret prayer, had some sense and view of the eternal world, and found a serenity of mind. Oh, that I could magnify the Lord for any freedom He affords me in prayer. Lord's Day, August 10, discoursed to my people both parts of the day from Acts 3:19. Repent ye therefore, and so on. In discoursing of repentance in the forenoon, God helped me, so that my discourse was searching. Some were in tears, both of the Indians and white people, and the word of God was attended with some power. In the intermission, I was engaged in discoursing to some in order to their baptism, as well as with one who had then lately met with some comfort after spiritual trouble and distress. In the afternoon, was somewhat assisted again, though weak and weary. Afterwards, baptized 6 persons, 3 adults and 3 children. I was in a comfortable frame in the evening and enjoyed some satisfaction in secret prayer. I scarce ever in my life felt myself so full of tenderness as this day. Monday, August 11. Being about to set out on a journey to Susquehanna the next day, with leave of Providence, I spent some time this day in prayer with my people, that God would bless and succeed my intended journey, that He would send forth His blessed Spirit with His word, and set up His kingdom among the poor Indians in the wilderness. While I was opening and applying part of the 110th and 2nd Psalms, the power of God seemed to descend on the assembly in some measure. And while I was making the first prayer, the numbers were melted, and I found some affectionate enlargement of soul myself. Preached from Acts 4:31, where it says, "And when they had prayed, the place was shaken." God helped me and my interpreter also. There was a shaking and melting among us, and divers, I doubt not, were in some measure filled with the Holy Ghost. Afterwards, Mr. McKnight prayed. I then opened the 2 last stanzas of the 72nd Psalm, at which time God was present with us, especially while I insisted upon the promise of all nations blessing the great Redeemer. My soul was refreshed to think that this day, this blessed, glorious season should surely come. And I trust numbers of my dear people were also refreshed. Afterwards prayed, had some freedom, but was almost spent, then walked out and left my people to carry on religious exercises among themselves. They prayed repeatedly and sung while I rested and refreshed myself. Afterwards went to the meeting, prayed with and dismissed the assembly. Blessed be God, this has been a day of grace. There were many tears and affectionate sobs among us this day. In the evening, my soul was refreshed in prayer, enjoyed liberty at the throne of grace, and praying for my people and friends and the church of God in general. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Well, the next day he set out on his journey towards Susquehanna, and six of his Christian Indians with him, whom he had chosen out of his congregation as those that he judged most fit to assist him in the business he was going upon. He took his way through Philadelphia, intending to go to Susquehanna River far down, where it is settled by the white people, below the country inhabited by the Indians, and so to travel up the river to the Indian habitations. For although this was much farther about, yet hereby he avoided the huge mountains and hideous wilderness that must be crossed in the nearer way, which in time past he found to be extremely difficult and fatiguing. He rode this week as far as Charlestown, a place of that name about 30 miles westward of Philadelphia, where he arrived on Friday, and in his way hither was, for the most part, in a composed, comfortable state of mind. And so Saturday, August 16, at Charlestown, it being a day kept by the people of the place where I now was, as preparatory to the celebration of the Lord's Supper, I tarried. I heard Mr. Treat preach, and then preached myself. God gave me some good degree of freedom, and helped me to discourse with warmth and application to the conscience. Afterwards I was refreshed in spirit, though much tried, and spent the evening agreeably, having some freedom in prayer, as well as Christian conversation. Lord's Day, August 17. Enjoyed liberty, composure, and satisfaction in the secret duties of the morning. Had my heart somewhat enlarged in prayer for dear friends, as well as for myself. In the forenoon, attended Mr. Treat's preaching, partook of the Lord's Supper, five of my people also communicating in this holy ordinance. I enjoyed some enlargement and outgoing of soul in this season. In the afternoon, preached from Ezekiel 33:11, saying to them, "As I live, saith the Lord God," and so on. Enjoyed not so much sensible assistance as the day before, however, was helped to some fervency in addressing immortal souls. Was somewhat confounded in the evening because I thought I had done little or nothing for God, yet enjoyed some refreshment of spirit in Christian conversation and prayer. Spent the evening until near midnight in religious exercises, and found my bodily strength, which was much spent when I came from the public worship, something renewed before I went to bed. Monday, August 18, rode on my way towards Paxton upon Susquehanna River. Felt my spirits sink towards night, so that I had little comfort. Tuesday, August 19, rode forward still, and at night lodged by the side of Susquehanna. Was weak and disordered both this and the preceding day. I found my spirits considerably damped, meeting with none that I thought were godly people. Wednesday, August 20. Having lain in a cold sweat all night, I coughed much bloody matter this morning, was under great disorder of body, and not a little melancholy. But what gave me some encouragement was I had a secret hope that I might speedily get a dismission from earth, he might die, and all its toils and sorrows. Rode this day to one Chambers upon Susquehanna, and there lodged. Was much afflicted in the evening with an ungodly crew, drinking, swearing, and so on. Oh, what a hell would it be to be numbered with the ungodly! Enjoyed some agreeable conversation with a traveler, who seemed to have some relish of true religion. Thursday, August 21, rode up the river about 15 miles, and there lodged, in a family that appeared quite destitute of God. Labored to discourse with the man about the life of religion, but found him very artful in evading such conversation. Oh, what a death it is to some to hear about the things of God, was out of my element, but was not so dejected as at some times. Friday, August 22, continued my course up the river, my people now being with me, who before were parted from me. Traveled above all the English settlements, at night lodged in the open woods, and slept with more comfort than while among an ungodly company of white people. Enjoyed some liberty in secret prayer this evening, and was helped to remember dear friends, as well as my dear flock, and the Church of God in general. Saturday, August 23, arrived at the Indian town called Shamoking, near night. Was not so dejected as formerly, but yet somewhat exercised. Felt somewhat composed in the evening, enjoyed some freedom in leaving my all with God. And through the great goodness of God, I enjoyed some liberty of mine, and was not distressed with a despondency as frequently heretofore. We'll leave him right there, again, in a good frame of mind, right before the Lord's Day, August 24, where we'll pick up next time. And that will, when we do that next time, we will have finished the seventh chapter. There is one final chapter, a very sad one, as we get towards the end of it, and yet happy for him, we know, and really, we can rejoice with him, can't we? Well, thank you for being here today. It's been good. It's always good to share the things of the Lord with God's people. I hear from you every once in a while, and it's always good to do that. I thank you that you're reading, listening to these things, reading some other things, and being blessed. And that just, it's like saying sick 'em to a dog, you know, go get 'em. All right, North Korea audios are out there. I hope you'll be able to listen to some of those today. North Korea photos, hundreds of photos there, hundreds of audios too. Studies on the Quran and Muhammad and prophecy and whole lots of other stuff. Will you go check in over the website and enjoy? Until next time, this is the Hackberry House of Chosun. Lord willing, we will talk soon. Bye-bye.